Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, August 4th. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning. Want to shout out everyone who is already up and checking in. You can check in on our text line. You can call us on that line, 702-364-9400. Austin just checked in this morning. So did Cujo, Aubrey, Miss Kit Kat, Kirkland, Rudy, Rick, Diana, Sarah, Lance, Jessica, Maria, all listening. Thank you so much. Also checking in on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM. You can follow us, get show updates all day long. We've got Mike checking in, Michelle, Melodies is checking in, so it's Jake, Steve, Tyra listening this morning, so thank you guys so much for that. We appreciate it, and it was a good night for the Golden Knights, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome win last night, big come from behind win for the guys last night. What a way to start the restart of the 2020 season.
The race to the Stanley Cup, that was so exciting. We were watching that game when I was driving home. We had just finished Las Vegas Now, and we were tied when I left, and by the time I got home, it was 4-1 Dallas. I'm like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And just slowly but surely, they kind of chipped away at that lead, and that was fun. We got more about that coming up in what's trending this morning, but yeah, that was super exciting to watch.
Outside of hockey, how was the rest of your Monday?
It was okay. You know, it was kind of a Monday for me, honestly. It was just like, I feel bad. I know I'm getting really annoying talking about the home renovation, but that is my life right now. So I apologize for that. I can just see people's eyes roll one. Oh, here we go again. But yeah, so there were some issues yesterday that we were just kind of dealing with. And so that was put my husband in a bad mood, put me in a bad mood, and it was just kind of like
snowball effect.
Yeah, so it was just one of those nights. But anyway, how are you?
I'm good. It was Monday after, it was actually during the show, my teeth started to hurt yesterday. And not just like one tooth, like a tooth, like it was like all of my teeth just started to ache, and they were aching throughout the day. And then I took some aspirin last night and they went away. And it was this morning, I'm brushing my teeth, and my dentist told me this last time. And it just finally just hit me as I was brushing my teeth this morning. Do you have an electric toothbrush?
Yes.
Do you just let it glide over your teeth?
Yes.
See, I don't. See, I still sit there with an electric toothbrush. Zzz, all those bristles moving so fast and still brush my teeth. And this morning, I'm sitting there brushing my teeth, and that's when I recalled the tooth pain from Monday. And just like, oh, what are you doing, dude? Look how aggressive you are brushing your teeth. It's just such a habit of mine. I got to break it. I aggressively brush my teeth, and doing it with an electric toothbrush, it's even worse. So I caught it mid-brush this morning. Hopefully the tooth pain will start to go away, but I think that's why all my teeth were hurting yesterday.
I would get that checked out, though. I don't think you're going to have severe tooth pain just from brushing your teeth. That's a signal. Usually that pain, that's what when I took my daughter to get her wisdom teeth pulled out, she was having pain, and he's like, it wasn't the wisdom teeth. It was that she was getting little mini infections because of the wisdom teeth. He's like, pain indicates something.
Something's
always
going on,
so
there, yeah.
I would get in there if I were you.
That, too, I've been doing a lot of Crest Weiss strips lately, so think maybe I have no enamel on my teeth right now, so maybe that's also one of the reasons why all my teeth were hurting.
Yeah, maybe you should check that out. I don't think you can put... I think once you lose that enamel, it's gone.
It doesn't grow back, and it's not something that comes back.
That's not good.
I'm good today, but it was as I'm brushing, I'm like, oh, dude... And I don't know if I do it every time or maybe it's a habit I pick back up, but I remember my dentist talking about it last time I went in and saying, listen, how are you brushing your teeth? And told me the proper way. I'm like, I think I've kind of fallen back into a bad habit.
Yeah, that's it's so easy to say, oh, I got to change this. But if you've been doing it for years, it takes a while to change a bad habit.
I was reading something. We make like 70,000 of the same decisions every single day.
Oh, really?
Same things, little things too, but 70,000 of decisions are just habit formed decisions that we make. And for me, one of them is the way I viciously brush my teeth.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a process. And so just baby steps, the fact that you noticed it, you're one step in the right direction.
Exactly.
On that one.
Exactly. See, I knew you'd have the right words for me this morning. You always do.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Golden Knights are trending this morning. They won their first game of round robin play against the Dallas Stars yesterday, 5-3. They started out strong. Chandler Stephenson scoring a minute and 4 seconds into the game. Dallas came back, 3 unanswered goals, but then third period's where it all turned around. Mark Stone, Nate Schmidt, William Carrier, they all scored. And then William Karlsson wrapped things up with an empty netter with less than a minute to go. Next up is their game against the St. Louis Blues. That is Thursday in Edmonton.
Huge rally for the guys last night. Awesome win, and keep that momentum going. 2 wins in a row now. I know the one was exhibition, but keep that momentum going into Thursday night. It's going to be fantastic.
That was just so exciting to watch. And yes, it's they look great. That second period, not so great. But that third period, wow, that was incredible. So that is trending this morning. Dwayne Johnson is smelling this morning.
He is.
Do you smell what he's cooking?
What the Rock
is buying. Do you smell what he's buying? Well, an investor group that includes the actor and former WWE superstar has agreed to purchase the XFL for about $15 million. The XFL, they declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in April, and they have been looking for a buyer ever since. So it looks like The Rock may be getting into the XFL business if things go his way. Now, it's not that simple. Apparently, the sale still has to be approved by a bankruptcy judge this Friday. But if approved, the league will still be on track to play next season.
I think that's great news because the XFL, had its issues the first go around. And then they brought it back the second time around, which just launched this past season. And the season had to be cut short because of the pandemic. But prior to the pandemic, they were getting a little momentum. The teams that they did have, they were getting good crowds in the stadium. I don't know if they can do that next year, but they were starting to get some steam. And then that was kind of the joke of like WWE, like, oh, XFL is just cursed. So I think it's a great thing that he's stepping in there. And I think people want more live sports. So this could be the opportunity for The Rock.
Maybe, with his name attached to it, it'll garner more interest than previously. So, yeah, that could be a great thing. We're not going to have any word officially on whether or not that's going to happen until next week. But, yeah, just him tipping his hands in something else. It's just amazing to see where he's come from and all the things that he's been able to do, you know?
And at $15 million, it's just, a huge amount of money. But he put in, like, the scheme of sports and everything. Wow, he picked up an entire football league for $15 million.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a lot in terms of the league itself. Mm-hmm. So that is trending this morning. Kelly Clarkson is trending this morning. She is assuring fans that she is not the worst mom ever. Apparently, she dyed her daughter River's hair purple. And before the mom shamers had a chance to go after her, she tweeted, quote, I put a purple streak in my daughter's hair today. And I swear to you, she thinks she is as cool as Prince now. Full on air guitar singing at the top of her lungs. That is what's happening. And before I get attacked for being the worst mom ever, it's safe, organic paint. It sucks that she had to like clarify that. I mean, it's just a purple streak. Come on. She did receive a ton of support from fans, with one replying, "Oh my gosh, this is so rad, just love it." So it looks cute too.
Yeah, people are so quick to attack. I mean, just let her be. Let's have some fun with her kid's hair.
It's amazing how people will come after you just thinking that because you don't do something the way they do it, then you're in the wrong.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I'm glad she kind of put a nail in that coffin before it even got opened. And then finally this morning, Big Brother is trending. The premiere of Big Brother All-Stars is tomorrow. And yesterday, host Julie Chen gave an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the house. There's a lot of art dedicated to some of the epic moments from the past 21 seasons. Some of those moments include the infamous funeral of season 10 winner Dan Giesling, Dr. Will's puppet master label, and of course, Rachel Riley's infamous grab a life vest line to all the floaters. CBS, they are taking precautions this season as the coronavirus is still a major concern for production. The cast will be announced during the live move-in event after the house guests complete a 14-day quarantine and multiple COVID-19 tests prior to entering.
I think it's going to be a huge season for them. People kind of looking for this. You get to watch interaction of more than two people together. I think it's going to be a big season for these guys.
Yeah, and just to see the familiar faces. I like when they have a new season and we get to know them over the course, but I love when they bring in people I already know. I'm like, oh, that's a bad person. Don't team up with that person. So it's one of my favorite shows, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1232.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is Tuesday, August the 4th. I know you continually glaze over it, and I'll just try it again, but you have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, my birthday's Monday.
I know you don't like talking about it, but I was just...
I love talking about it.
Oh,
yeah, but
I tried talking about it yesterday, and you were like, did you say a wrestler or something?
Yeah, I was trying to be funny, because you're like, someone has a birthday, and I'm like, yeah, Hulk Hogan has a birthday coming up.
Oh, yeah, I was like, okay, he doesn't want to talk about
I'll say my age, too. What's his birthday going to be?
Are you excited?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit a certain age where it's like, yeah, it's cool. It's
just
not
another
like
day.
My brother, I'll talk about my birthday all day long, but everyone has one. It's awesome. My nephew, today's his birthday. He turns three today. My brother sent me a picture. Cutest thing out there.
Oh, well, that's good. Happy birthday to your brother's son, your nephew. And
yeah.
Also, I don't know. I was just excited for you. I was looking. Do you have any big birthday plans this weekend?
No.
You guys going to do anything?
My birthday is on a Monday. So my wife and I were talking about it last night. She said, do you want to go out to dinner? I'm like, it's a Monday night. Maybe we'll do a dinner over the weekend.
Yeah.
As far as the birthday itself, no, nothing really planned. I work and stuff like that. So maybe whatever my favorite takeout dinners or something, do something like that.
Turns into another day when you get older.
Yeah, but
let's be honest.
But everyone does deserve that special day to kind of take some time and make it about yourself. It's your birthday. But yeah, we can talk about it all day long.
No, well, cool. So yeah, anyway, so how are you?
That was weird. No, yesterday was just, I was trying to be funny with the Hulk Hogan joke.
Yeah. Did you have a good night last night?
Yeah, last night was a good night. I missed all of the hockey game. I got tied up at Channel 8, and then I had to do a couple errands afterwards. And by the time I got home, the Golden Knights had already taken the lead, and I got home right when they had the open net goal there at the end. So I missed the hockey game last night.
Well, at least you didn't have to go through the ups and downs of it, where you felt really sad about it, and like, oh man, they're going to lose, and then they start coming back, and you're like, those heart palpitations, man, it starts to get you after a while. So that's a positive spin on that you missed the game.
When I got home last night, and then did my outdoor workout, and ordered some Uber Eats for dinner, and then just did work for the show. And that was pretty much my night last night.
Yeah, same. We just we got home, and I told you we're kind of like, my husband and I got snippy with each other because of like house stuff. And so when it's dinner time, the poor girls are like, what are we doing for dinner? And I'm like, everyone's on their own tonight. And like, we have no kitchen. So everyone's like trying to microwave stuff, like trying to find something to put together. By the time I went on my walk and got home, it was like 8 o'clock, and I realized, I haven't had dinner yet. So I'm like trying to find something to eat for dinner last night. It was funny.
Do you guys, you have a fridge though, right?
We have a fridge, yeah. And we have like frozen stuff in there. I was going to make like a turkey wrap, but it's just, that seemed like too much. So I found some little boneless wings that I had from a leftover thing this weekend. And I was like, I'll have some boneless wings. There's my dinner. This morning, I woke up very hungry. So it wasn't that much. But
we can order some breakfast. I'm down for some breakfast. You want to get some pancakes or something going up in here?
I would love to normally, but just I can't. I don't eat until noon. Like with the I do that intermittent fasting. And so I got to wait till noon before I eat something.
You gotta
I'm
be hungry
sorry.
Then. I know.
I'm
going to
be
me.
Really hungry. But you're welcome to. I can just sit there and sniff
no.
it.
No. that's the thing, though. You want it, well, I guess you would be able to smell it because these two vents are connected. So whatever I'm eating in here will blow. The vents right above your head will blow down on top of you. So if I do get pancakes, that the smell will just overtake your studio.
Yeah, it might. I've never noticed anything before, but I don't think you've really eaten.
No, I haven't had any food.
So, yeah, it's funny. Someone was asking me, like, how is it, like, being in your own studio and not being in there with, you know, JC? And I'm like, well, at first it was weird, but now I've just gotten used to it. It just kind of seems normal. I think it's going to feel weird when we finally do go back in the studio, because, like, what do we talk about in between the songs?
I know.
You know?
And that's, I was telling someone, too, about it. So, yeah, I do miss that interaction of just, like, the song is playing, and not like we say we talk the entire time. We're comfortable with silence, but just, you know, to strike up a conversation and stuff. I do miss that. In order for us to talk, we got to push a button and stuff. It's very simple to do, but you still miss that same kind of like interaction of if you're sitting next to each other in the same room.
Yeah, it's different, and some people on the other hand don't even realize it. They're like, wow. I mean, does it feel weird? I mean, you guys are so close to each other, and you're not wearing masks. I'm like, we're in different rooms. How do you see each other? And like, there's a window. We can see each other. But yeah, we're totally separated. So it's crazy. I was listening to an old podcast of ours when we were broadcasting from home. And it didn't even sound like we were broadcasting from home. The sound quality was really good. I could barely tell.
Oh, I can tell. Really? That's funny. Okay, I can
really?
Tell. Yeah, we had a replay bit that aired over the weekend on our Best Of show that somehow ended up in there. And I could tell.
Oh, and it was on my phone, so maybe that's why. I don't know. I was just like, wow, the quality for what it was pretty decent.
But I wonder when we'll be back in the same studio, because our company, people are not coming back in the building until January 1st.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be for a while.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, between now and December, we end up back at home for maybe a week or two.
No, I don't know.
I just have a feeling.
Let's not even put that vibe out there. Come on now. All right, coming up this morning, this is awesome. For you, we have an Apple TV, a 4K Apple TV. It's coming up here at 6:25 when we do Heads Up. When you win Heads Up, that Apple TV is yours. We actually have them all day long, all week long. For us, it's in the 6 o'clock hour and 8 o'clock hour when we do Heads Up. Then Heather will have one in the 11 o'clock hour, and Sean will have one in the 3 o'clock hour. And then coming up here in the dirt, it's a record-breaking week for Taylor Swift. And if Ellen is canceled, who will replace her? Interesting details coming up in about 7 minutes.
Mix 94.1 giving away an apple a day.
This is for real.
You know you've been binge-watching The Office and using the TV to babysit your kids.
Do you hear that?
What?
No kids!
So that's why we're giving you an upgrade.
Woo!
Listen all this week to win your Apple TV 4K and Mix 94.1's Apple a Day giveaway, courtesy of Capital Music Group. Visit mix941.fm for more info. We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go!
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Portia de Rossi stepped up for Ellen yesterday, posting a message on Instagram that said, "I stand by Ellen." She added, "To all our fans, we see you. Thank you for your support." And last week, Ellen reached out to employees to apologize for the alleged toxicity on the set of her show. She took responsibility and promised that things would change.
That's I would hope Portia would stand by her, but at the same time, a lot of people have left her side, so it is good to see some support.
The actual hashtag replace Ellen was trending yesterday, and Ellen's producers say that she's not quitting, but the not always reliable British tabloids say that a search for her replacement is underway, and the candidates include Sean Hayes, Kristen Bell, Melissa McCarthy, Jennifer Aniston, and we mentioned yesterday, James Corden.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. She says she's coming back, and she's scheduled to Game of Games first, and then her show after that for the premiere. So maybe it's the last season. Maybe things go as usual. But too many times people are just like, "Nah, it wasn't me. No, no, no." And just the fact that she says, "We were yes, and we're gonna fix this."
You would think that she would know, or at least maybe hear what's happening. If it wasn't her doing these things, I would assume maybe at some point it got back to her. Why wasn't action taken sooner? I don't know. But you would assume, I mean, if that was happening here, I'm sure you would have heard something about it here at the radio station. Like, oh, so-and-so is doing this to employees.
You would think that, but there's been times where I would have been totally in the dark with stuff going on here. And you too.
Yeah.
We're like, wait, what? Are you kidding me? So, not saying that's the case. I don't know. I guess I just try to give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, which is a good thing. That's a good quality to have. This is Taylor Swift's week, and it just keeps getting better. After her new album, Folklore, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, her single, Cardigan, this one right here. I knew you, dancing in your Levi's, drunk under a streetlight. Debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. That makes Taylor the first artist to debut at number one on both charts in the same week.
Wow. I like that song. The more I hear it, the more I like it.
Yeah. She actually has three songs in the top 10 this week. The song, the number one, debuted at number four. Exile made it to number six. And she also became the female artist with the most Hot 100 hits with 113. She just passed Nicki Minaj.
I'm sad Betty didn't make it in the top 10. That's my favorite one.
And there was a lot of buzz on that song too last week.
I love that song. It's so good.
Maybe that'll come in there next week. Now Harry Styles has a new number one song. Watermelon Sugar tops the Billboard Pop Songs Radio Airplay chart this week. That's his second number one on that chart. Here it is. This is funny. Watermelon Sugar hit number one on National Watermelon Day, and his fans tweaked the holiday to hashtag Watermelon Sugar Day in celebration of the song.
Oh, very, very coincidental.
I was reading something that song is not about watermelons. It's about something else.
You need to watch the video, and you'll know exactly what it's about. Have you seen the video?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
Is it about like, the dirty stuff?
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. I get it.
That's like one of those songs you're singing as a kid. You don't know. You don't know the meaning. I think it's about watermelons.
Yeah, there's too many of those out there.
Let's see here. BuzzFeed put together a list of the weirdest celebrity pairings from the turn of the century. None of these celebrity pairings are still together. I don't think they're weird because I kind of think they fit the time. It's just funny to look back at these people that were actually couples back in the turn of the century. Aaron Carter and Hilary Duff.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
That was iconic.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Iconic again.
Ryan Gosling and Sandra Bullock.
Totally forgot that one. That's an odd pairing. I don't know why. That one is odd to me.
They had a movie together, too, I think, in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
That's how the connection, I think, maybe started. This one here, I forgot about this one, but Alanis Morissette and Ryan Reynolds.
I do remember that one. Yeah, that was very early on. And then he went to someone else, and then he went to Blake Lively. Scarlett Johansson, was she in there?
Yeah, did he go from Alanis to
Scarlett?
Did he cheat on Alanis? Or
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
How about Carson Daly and Tara Reid?
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that was ever a thing. How funny.
I think it was the height of TRL back
okay.
then. That was, and how about TRL? Who remembers TRL?
TRL was like my life. Like, I couldn't miss an episode of TRL. I would literally wait. Was it at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? I can't remember, but I made sure. I think it was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to watch it.
And he had all of the big stars and NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears stopping by.
Just the best. The video premieres, all of that stuff.
I watched over the weekend because MTV, it was their anniversary on Saturday, so I went back on YouTube and I watched the launch of MTV. Oh, man.
Anticlimactic.
But I know it was like the early 80s and technology wasn't what we have today, but I'm like, okay, this is it?
Man, I was, as a kid, I didn't really have high expectations.
Whoa, here we go, MTV. Let's do this. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. If you're caller 20, you're playing Heads Up for an awesome prize.
We are going to hook you up with an Apple 4K TV, or an Apple TV 4K. Let's just turn it around. Apple TV 4K. You get to pick your category. You get to pick your partner. You get 6 and 60. You win. 702-364-9400.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant on the line this morning. It is Shannon, good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You're playing Heads Up. We want to get you this Apple TV 4K. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Double Trouble, Ready, Set, Hike, Royal Family, or Race Day?
Let's go with Ready, Set, Hike.
Ready, Set, Hike. All right. Tom Brady's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So these are all NFL teams, okay? Can you guess the NFL team? Now, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Since I'm from Pennsylvania, I'm going to go with JC.
All right.
Here we go. All right. And Shannon, now we're talking off the air. She's a school teacher, and she's going back in tomorrow for the first time since what, March, you said?
Yes.
How are you feeling about it? You feeling good?
A little nervous, yeah.
Oh, well, we appreciate everything that you do. It would be great to get you this Apple TV.
Let's put the nerves on hold and focus here. It's all about NFL teams. 60 seconds on the clock. We start now. This is our team here in Las Vegas.
The Raiders.
Oh, I can't say the city name? Okay,
well,
that's
all,
fine. Okay, fine. Skip that one. This is where Tom Brady used to play, and this team.
The Patriots.
That is correct. You want the city too, Mercedes?
Yeah, let's just go.
Okay, this team is where Mercedes is from. Orange and blue, John Elway.
Denver Broncos.
Yes, that is correct. This is my favorite team. They're down in Texas.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, this is this next one. Russell Wilson is the quarterback.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, that is right. This one, this team in Northern California, they were in the Super Bowl last year.
San Francisco 49ers.
That is right. Let's see here. Aaron Rodgers plays for this team. It is.
Oh, Green Bay Packers.
That's right. Is that six?
That's
nice.
It.
Nice. Yeah.
No problem for you guys. Nice job. You guys killed it.
Thank you so much.
Shannon, way to go. You crushed it. You know your NFL teams, and now you got yourself an Apple TV 4K courtesy of Elektra Records. Way to go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Shannon, good luck tomorrow. Check in with us. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you so much.
We're going to have another Apple TV to give away. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour again with Heads Up.
The Killers, the song is Caution. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Brandon Flowers and his wife celebrating a 15-year wedding anniversary this week.
Congratulations to them.
That's a nice 15 years. That's solid. Yeah. Keep it going, my man.
6:35 Tuesday morning. Just finished playing Heads Up, and you guys did very well on that category, you and Shannon. I was very impressed.
Shannon.
And I wasn't trying to be like Judge Judy here and go after you. I saw Las Vegas Raiders on the thing, and you said from Las Vegas. I was like, oh, so I hope you didn't feel like I was being overly like judgmental on
that
category.
I wasn't. Not at all. And I wasn't sure. I see the clues. It says Las Vegas Raiders. In my mind, it's football teams. I'm thinking he's got to name the team. I didn't realize we wanted the city and the team, which was easy peasy because Shannon, the school teacher, she crushed it anyway.
Yeah, it didn't really matter. But it's funny because the categories... I usually create and write the categories, and it takes a while. I mean, it's not just easy to come up with 10 categories and then, you know, clues for each category. And 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I show up on Monday morning and time to play Heads Up, and I forgot to do them over the weekend. I was like, I don't know what happened. I just totally forgot. And we're like 2 minutes away from playing Heads Up. I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And we ended up making do. But after that, I was just like, you know, there's a lot. It's just you and me and between the two of us just trying to do everything. And I get so overwhelmed sometimes with all of the outside work on the show that needs to be done. And so I finally said to my daughter the other day, I said, if I give you money, would you do the Heads Up categories? And she's like, money? And I was like, yeah. She goes, you'll pay me to make Heads Up categories? I go, yeah, but you got to give clues for the categories too. And she's like, done. How much? I said, I'll give you $1 per category. She's like, I'm in. So for the past 2 weeks, Brooklyn has been doing our categories on Heads Up.
That's great. Take some of the load off the plate. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I can't tell you how much of a relief it has been.
There are some really good categories, too, by the way. Today's was great. You want to try to tie it into something, too. So she's doing some research, seeing that, Tom Brady has a birthday this week.
Yes.
Let me go with NFL teams and looking at some of the other ones we have here. I don't want to give away what the categories and stuff are, but yeah, she's getting very creative. That's awesome.
Well, and I told her that. I said, you can't just say, like, you know, for no reason. Oh, today's category will be cookies. Well, it could be cookies, but you know, it has to tie into something.
So,
or at
yeah.
least try to make it something topical.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you can throw a rogue one in there. But she's done such a great job these past 2 weeks. $1 a category. I give her $10 a week to do our heads up categories, and she has done such a good job. I was really proud of her.
That's cool. Does everybody have that? They kind of pay someone to do some kind of an odd chore for them or an odd job? If so, what is it? 702-364-9400.
Or maybe you bribe your kid to do something for you. It's boiled down. It's bribery. I'm trying to make it look like a job. And this weekend, you know, it was Saturday. I was like, did you do the heads up categories? And she's like, no, but I'll do them. So Sunday, she's out there researching. She's like, you know, it's so-and-so's birthday next week. Can I do something for that? I'm like, you got it.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I have to do is help her name the categories on those. But yeah, she's done a pretty good job. Is there anything that you, not necessarily bribe, but ask someone to do for you and you pay them money out of your own pocket to do it for you personally?
I was just thinking about what you said about bribing your kids. I remember when I was, we were, I don't know, young teens at the time, but a neighbor of mine had these huge pine trees in his yard, and all the pine cones had fallen down and he didn't pick them up. And there were a lot of them in his yard. And it was me and my buddy Gordon, and he paid us, his exact words were, $20 for the both of you is what I'm going to pay you to pick up all the pine cones in my yard. Like, cool, awesome. So me and Gordon, we went and we filled up, I think maybe, I want to say two trash cans of pine cones. It was all day long. We're out there working, picking up these pine cones. And we go to get paid, and he gives us $20. I'm like, cool, thank you. And I'm like, where's my 20? And he goes, no, $20 for the both of you.
Oh, he totally took advantage of you.
Did he not? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not cool. You thought it was $20. That's not cool.
This has always been an issue for me. Hank Bischoff was his name. May he rest in peace. A wonderful man outside of this. Because we're like, no, you said $20 for each of us. And he's like, no, I said $20 for the both of you. I'm like, oh, so $10 for a day's worth of labor?
That is just, that's lower than minimum wage.
So here's what, I was very upset about it, whatever. I went home, told my parents, like, yeah, that's not right. But here's what Gordon did. He went back that night and he took the trash cans and he dumped all the pine cones back
yes.
on his front yard.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Good for him.
It was never the same.
That'll show him never take advantage of sweet young children just trying to make a quick buck.
Honestly, $20 for the both of you. Cool, $20 each. Huge as a kid. That's awesome. And then he gives us $10 each.
That is so funny. Wow. Did he say anything to you afterwards?
I think maybe his wife might have called my mom or something, and she may have said, listen, it wasn't JC. He was here last night or something. And like, we know Gordon's the troublemaker out of the two anyway.
Oh, wow. How quickly you throw your buddy under the bus who's trying to defend your honor, and then, oh, it was him, not me.
Looking back, I think Gordon took the $20 and said, hey, I'll give you 10 at some point. I never got the $10 from Gordon.
Oh, he never even paid you for it?
This was like in the 80s, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, he deserves one. Throw him under the bus at will.
But yeah, it's just one of the, total flashback to that thing. But Brooklyn's doing a great job on these categories.
I hope she sticks with it. I really do. It shaves a good hour off of my work on the weekends. And so yeah, fingers crossed. And her categories have been great, you know, but it's just, I'm wondering if she's going to start upping her price here soon because she knows how much I depend on her to do it. I mean, it's supply and demand, right?
Yeah,
I would pay her more than $10 to do it, but she's taken it so far. Don't tell her anymore.
Oh, I'm going to send her this audio.
No, do not tell her.
Mom, JC sent me an audio text. Let me play it. I'll pay Brooklyn more.
No, because she will hold me to it.
The Hot 3 is coming up here next. What do we got?
All right. Well, the Golden Knights, they had a great win last night, but what happened before the game that has many people talking? Also, doing this when it comes to your dishes are going to make them less clean. And it's something that I know you do, JC. We'll talk about that. And if coronavirus never happened, what would you have done in the past 4 months? Something to think about. We're gonna talk about this discussion coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Two Golden Knights players knelt for the national anthems of the USA and Canada prior to the round-robin game against Dallas and Edmonton. Ryan Reeves and Robin Leonard were joined by two Dallas Stars players, Tyler Seguin and Jason Dickinson, in kneeling for the anthems. In the post-game news conference, Reeves said he knelt to point out racial injustice and added his actions were not meant to be disrespectful to those who fought to defend freedom. Leonard, who was the winning goalkeeper for the Knights in their 5-3 win over Dallas, said that he discussed his actions with Reeves before the game and he felt the cause was important and that he wanted to support his teammate.
What does everybody think of Ryan Reeves and them taking the knee last night?
I saw both sides on social media. You know, a lot of people saying that is that's what's called peaceful protest, bringing to light racial injustice, and then other side people saying, you know, I can't respect that. And I saw a couple people say that they were not going to renew their season tickets
because of the kneeling
situation. So yeah, what does everyone think? You know. As far as the game goes, though, great game. So cool to see them win. They play Edmonton, or they play St. Louis in Edmonton on Thursday. And yesterday we played a parody song about hockey being back, courtesy of our buddy Spence, who worked at one of our sister stations here, and he sent it to us. Did you get the?
Yeah, I got to load it up. Yeah, I got the new. What's the new one? I didn't listen to it though.
Well, the new one is, it's still the same song, but it's with last night's clips.
Okay,
and it's with talking about the St. Louis game that's coming up on Thursday. So it's cute. I know we don't typically do parody songs on this show, but for some reason, every time I hear it, I smile and I get super excited about hockey. So we can play that if you guys want to hear it. I would love to play it again, but it's all up to you guys. So let us know. Also, this morning.
Also, too, 8 o'clock hour, 8:15, we're going to be talking hockey to Mercedes Neighbor. And you're probably saying, whip-de-doo, Mercedes Neighbor is going to talk about hockey.
I can talk
to my own neighbor about hockey. Tell him who your neighbor is.
Gary Lawless from the Vegas Golden Knights broadcast team. Yeah, he's going to be calling in right around 8:15 to talk about the game and just what to expect. It was, man, I was getting nervous when they were behind. I thought, oh my gosh, no, how can this be? And then just to see them come back the way they did, it was so good.
They're playing
so
with fire. They're ready to go.
Yeah. Also this morning, so where did my hot three go? Here it is. This is about as win-win as it gets, in my opinion. You can do a better job washing the dishes by being lazier. According to cleaning experts, you should stop rinsing dishes before you put them in the dishwasher because that could make them wind up less clean. Here's why. Most modern dishwashers have sensors that figure out just how dirty the dishes are, and then they adjust things like water temperature and jet pressure to match. So when you rinse off your dishes, even though they're still pretty dirty, the dishwasher senses that they're clean and it only uses a light wash.
How can they sense that they're how much debris is on them? That blows my mind.
Yeah, I guess that's most modern dishwashers. So how modern is your dishwasher?
Oh, at least 10 years old.
Okay.
So I might not have that technology.
You might, not yet. I'm not sure. I don't even know if mine does that. But
you get a new one with a remodel?
Yes. So I'll have a newer one. But they say the advice is instead of rinsing the dishes, just scrape off the solid food on them before you load the dishes, and that's it.
Does anybody have the answer to this? Sometimes my dishwasher, it runs at night and everything, and then I open it up, and there's like a kind of like a mildewy smell on my plates.
It might be time to get a new dishwasher.
But here's the thing, though. When I moved in the house, I was having that issue. That dishwasher broke, and we immediately got a new one. So, and it still had that same issue. And I don't know what would cause it. And I've had mechanics out there before looking at it. I've tried everything. Bleach cleaning. I put a cup of bleach in there. I run a couple cycles on bleach to really clean everything out. Cleaning out my drain. And it's not every time, but every so often. It's ugh. And it's bad to the point where I'll have to rinse the dishes again just to get that smell off of it.
Oh, man. I wonder what it is. Maybe have you ever put, like, they have that little twisty thing in there where you can put some sort of, like, it's not dishwashing liquid, but I think it's some post-rinse kind of smelly stuff.
I've done that before too, and it's still there. Like a jet dry, I think it's called. Like the dry rinse. I know what you're talking about. I tried that before, and it still happens sometimes.
Interesting. If anybody knows, reach out. Let us know. 702-364- 9400. All right. Finally, this morning, it's been about 4.5 months since we started being affected by the virus in the United States. And there's an interesting discussion on Reddit that asked people, if coronavirus never happened, what would you have done in the past 4 months? What? Here's your life. This is where you are right now with coronavirus. Let's pretend it never existed. Tell us what you would be doing with your life. Or what would you have done in the past 4 months? Some of the answers that really hit home. This one says, I would have spent my 6 months exploring Mexico during my gap year. Actually exploring Mexico rather than every corner of my apartment in Mexico. This one says, my wife and I are opera singers. And this was our big breakout year with a good number of contracts that would take us to the next level. All of our contracts were canceled since most companies have closed. We've shifted careers at this point. This one says, I would have had to work only 40 hours a week instead of the 70 that I have.
You guys are saying number one working for everyone? I mean, hey, having a job.
Clients assume that since people are at home and under the fear of losing their jobs, we can overwork them to insanity. And then it says I would have gotten married today.
Oh,
that's so sad. This one says, honestly, about the same thing.
What would it be for you?
I would have gone to Europe and I probably would have seen the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup or at least been outside the arena. What about you?
Not much for me, but I look at like my wife who travels for work and she's been put on hold right now, but she lays out her calendar and sends me the calendar invites and I accept them all. So as every week goes on, something pops up. Ba-ding! Laura Fernandez will be in Kansas City this week. Please remove from your calendar. Trip has been canceled.
Aww.
So I see all of her trips that were going to be happening. So my wife would have been traveling so much. But now every week where I see the cities, she would have been if she continued to travel for her job.
I know. You think about the places you would have gone. Like, I would have gone here on spring break. Or even just I would have gotten out of town, gone for a little road trip. But just flipping that on its side, you ended up going on a road trip because of the pandemic.
Yes, exactly.
So,
yeah.
I'm wondering if the pandemic never happened, if you would have even done that. I feel like it kind of motivated you to do it.
I guarantee you, we would not have gone on. We went to Wyoming, road trip to Wyoming. It was awesome. But we would not have gone because I know during that 2 weeks I normally take off in the summertime, my wife would have been speaking on a big panel. So she would have been out of town for a week and then just with her other travels and other stuff going on, we wouldn't have done it. I would have tried to go home for a couple days and see my family. And that's about it.
Oh, well, now I'm sad again.
Yeah.
I was like, see, look how it's been great.
It was
you would have been able to see your family, darn it.
And coming up here next hour, we have a major twist on the new season of The Bachelorette. It's actually a show first. Details are coming up at 7:15. It's Mix 94.1. It's an apple a day all week long here on Mix 94.1. We have for you an Apple TV 4K. We have one for you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:25. It's yours when you win Heads Up.
It is Tuesday, 7:01 is the time. And have you ever become celebrity obsessed? I use the term obsessed loosely, not in a dangerous kind of way. Mm-hmm. But I find myself, just since we've been doing all these home projects lately, that I'm becoming a huge fan of people that, not like your big A-list celebrities, but home improvement people. They are my jam right now. I am so obsessed with Property Brothers. If I saw one of them on the street, I might freak out. And especially Joanna Gaines. Do you know who Joanna Gaines is?
She is married to Chip Gaines, or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just hear. I know they're in the home remodel business. I know they got a very popular show, and I've heard the Chip and Joanna Gaines. I've heard that name combo before.
Yeah. She. I don't know. I am just obsessed with her. She. She has her own line, Magnolia. They do Fixer Upper, and it just. I don't know. I just like her. She just seems like a nice person. And so I remember seeing a picture that she had posted of her sitting on her stairs, and people were just obsessed with her stairs. And we just got our stairs done in our remodel. And I was so excited because it reminded me of the Joanna Gaines picture that I saw. So this weekend I asked my husband, will you take a Joanna Gaines picture of me? And he's like, what does that even mean? He doesn't know who she is. And I was like, I explained it. And he goes, okay. So I got the picture. I showed him. I'm like, this is what I want. And he's like, okay, sit on the stairs.
And
we'll
it was almost identical. I think the only difference was you were looking to her right. She was looking to her left.
Yes, yes, exactly. I didn't want to look at the wall. So I had to. That's the way my staircase was set up.
I see the magic behind it.
So it was so funny. I ended up doing, I'll post the pictures if you guys want to see them. Is there a celebrity that you're just a huge fan of at this moment? You just really are into them. Maybe it's like a home improvement type thing. Maybe it's a beauty type thing. Maybe it's just a talent or something they love. 702-364-9400.
That is spot on, that photo. I'm even looking at the one you just, I saw it on Instagram, and I'm looking at the one that you put out. I do. Would you have one where you look to your left just to, like to, that you didn't post to see?
No.
Because it is, oh my God. You had to close your legs a little bit tighter too.
I did. Yeah. I saw afterwards. I was like, dang, oh, it's not exact, but
yeah,
it was close.
It was very close.
Know?
Yeah.
Have you, cause I was thinking for you, I think I know who it is, but I want to see if I'm right on it. Is there a huge celebrity you're a fan of?
Well, you love these home remodels. I love the car remodel shows.
Yes.
I cannot get enough of these shows. The two of my favorites are Fast and Loud with Richard Rawlings down there in Dallas, Texas, and Gas Monkey Garage. And then here in Las Vegas, Counting Cars and Danny Coker and Kevin Mack and Ryan, his whole entire crew there. I love these shows. I cannot get enough of them. I just think they're awesome. That's all I watch on the weekends. That's all I watch. It's Saturday afternoon. I'll put one of them on. I go on demand. I just restarted watching Counting Cars from back at season one. And I love that, too, just to see where they are in the valley, driving around, trying to find these the cars to fix up and stuff. So for me, it's those shows and those guys that are on those shows.
And they may not be, like, huge celebrities, really, but they're huge to you. If you saw him walking down the street, you would probably freak out, right?
I've seen, Kevin Mack goes to LVAC, and he works out in the morning during the week. So sometimes if we ever have a weekday off, and I go to the gym in the morning, I see him there. And for like the first year, I was just starstruck seeing the guy. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Kevin. And then Kevin and Danny came on Las Vegas Now, and I got to interview them in person. And I've done a couple things with Danny on Las Vegas Now, and I told Kevin, I'm like, dude, I see you all the time at the gym. He's like, say hi next time. So now when I see him, he like waves, and what's up, JC?
Oh,
I'm like,
whoa, so cool.
I'm like, what's going on, Kevin? So yeah, it's really neat. It's a cool thing.
That's got to be like a lifelong dream type thing come true. Yeah, even though you haven't liked him your whole life. You know what I mean? That's just got to feel good.
And then the last thing I did with Danny down at his shop, I was there. I got there early. I was waiting for Danny. And just because it's his crew and they work at the shop, and I don't know if they realize how big of stars they are in certain people's world. So there's a guy by the name of Horny Mike. And Horny Mike comes walking through. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Why do they call him that?
He's into horns.
Oh, okay.
Where's your mind going?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, what other meaning could that have?
And to see these guys, like, what's up? And I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, that's Horny Mike. Oh my gosh.
I'm horny too, Mike. I love horns.
That's funny. We all got these celebrities that they're just so big in our world.
I'm looking at some of the texts that are coming in here, 702-364-9400. This one says, I love Hilaria Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's wife. She's just so raw and real when it comes to motherhood, and she makes me feel so good with all of her positivity. Okay, I'm totally following her right now. Thank you for that. Bailey Sarian, she's a makeup artist / murder mystery storyteller. Man, I love I love learning about new people. Keep these coming. This one says, I'm obsessed with Chrissy Teigen. She's so funny. I love her cooking segments on Instagram. Oh, I am with you on this one. I am obsessed with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Brandy and Denise, hello. Oh my gosh. I started watching 10 years later and I'm obsessed with this show. And then this one, I'm so jealous. I sat next to the Property Brothers at the 2016 Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, wow.
Not fair. Not fair at all.
Maybe we'll get them to call the show.
We've talked to Jonathan before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, I mean, they have homes here, so
yeah, it was really cool too chatting with them.
Yeah, it's so cool. So sorry for my obsession.
Look, you're not alone. We all got them. We all have these obsessions. Coming up here in the dirt, we've got a major twist on the new season of The Bachelorette. This is actually a show first, and I will give you the details coming up in just about 7 minutes. Louis Capaldi on Mix 94.1.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
This season of The Bachelorette is going to have a brand new twist. Now, this twist is out there, but if you're a fan of The Bachelorette and trying to stay away from these spoilers and stuff, I would suggest maybe tuning down for a second, but this one is hard to avoid. So this season,
I will not be tuning down.
With this season, we're going to have two Bachelorettes. But this was an unplanned twist. So the original Bachelorette, Claire Crawley, decided to quit the show mid-season because she fell in love with one of the contestants and decided that she didn't need to keep on going.
Oops.
In essence, it was a success if she found love, but rumor is they started flirting before production even started. Sources say this guy found a way to get in touch with her, and they began talking. By the time filming officially began, they were basically already in love and no one else stood a chance. There's also rumors that maybe they are engaged as well. So the producers brought in Tashia Adams to replace her. She was on season 23 of The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
And the upcoming season will start with Claire and show what happens with her before changing out and bringing in Tashia as a replacement.
Wow. Already drama. The show hasn't even started. That's so funny.
Who would have knew with the pandemic and everything going on, we're going to have such a dramatic season of The Bachelorette.
Hey, I commend the guy for sleuthing her out and finding her before things started so he could fall in love with her before the other guys got a chance to.
Very smart of the guy. And we have a match. That's all purpose of the show, to help the woman find love. With everything being canceled this year, even artists are looking for extra ways to earn some cash. Melissa Etheridge, she launched Etheridge TV. This is a live streaming service. It costs $50 a month, and you get unlimited access to her garage concerts.
Oh, that's cool.
She has 1,000 subscribers, so she's pulling in here a minimum of $50,000 a month because you can also pay $10 per concert.
Wow. So who knew? There's money to be made in so many different ways.
There really is. And she does like covers and stuff in her garage. That'd be cool, but man, $50 a month. That's more than Netflix and Hulu.
Has there any word on like how she's doing after her her kid?
The loss of her son? Yeah, she kind of actually started this whole thing as a benefit concert for the loss of her son.
Oh.
He passed away because of opioid addiction. So that's how this whole thing got started. She got a huge response. And then she realized, wow, there's a lot of my fans out there that want to see me do this stuff at home. And that's when she kind of kept going with Etheridge TV.
That's really cool.
General Hospital. It returned to new shows this past Monday, yesterday. It was the first one since May 21st. And I thought this was interesting. We normally don't talk about soaps, but I thought this was interesting. It just shows how shows, they have to roll with the punches when it comes to COVID-19. Kelly Monaco plays the role of Sam McCall. She's been doing this since 2003.
Okay.
Well, fans noticed that she had a very different face. And it wasn't because of a secret plastic surgery storyline or some other type of soap opera dramatics. Instead, it was a matter of recasting. Lindsay Hartley, who is married to This Is Us star Justin Hartley, she's been standing in for Kelly since filming resumed on July 22nd. Because apparently Kelly suffered a breathing problem in relation to a mask that she was wearing on the first day. And so they had to recast her. She stepped away. She got tested. It came back negative. She's still quarantined for 2 weeks, but they needed someone to play that role. So they just recasted someone else for the time being.
Wow. That's it. But then it's going to go back to her when she's better, right?
Apparently she's already better and back there filming, but they started filming July 22nd. So they have a bunch of episodes that we're going to see for the next maybe 2 weeks, but then she'll be back in her role.
They couldn't do something with like CGI and put her face on there. I mean, I guess that's probably way too expensive for a soap opera, but still there's gotta be ways.
Or she's on vacation. Like, hey, where's Sam? Oh, she went out of town for a couple weeks. She'll be back in 2 weeks. Okay, cool. Continue with the storyline.
I've seen people getting masks with their faces printed on them so it doesn't look like they're wearing a mask. They should have done that with just the nose down. It could have been at least similar.
There's some eerie celebrity ones too. And who knew that you could tell who a celebrity was just based on their mouth?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Tayshia, is that how you say your name, Nubia? Tayshia?
Tayshia Adams.
Tayshia Adams, our new Bachelorette. And then look at this. Demi Lovato's fiance, Max, found his email inbox a bit full on Monday because apparently Demi Lovato accidentally leaked his email address to her social media followers.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't say how it happened, but Max talked about it on Twitter, sharing, when your fiance accidentally leaks your email, adding, thank you for the kind emails, much love. And then she joked that he has to reply to all of them.
That, if he doesn't, what's she going to do? Uh-oh. This could be ugly.
Right.
Engagement over.
And then she only follows, Demi Lovato follows one person on Twitter, and that is her fiance, Max.
That's got to be a very boring feed, especially if you're with him all the time.
Oh, I see, Max. Oh, I mean, are you eating that for dinner? Okay, yeah, because I can see it right in front of me.
Oh, there's us kissing. Yeah, I was there.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate it. Maybe she should open up her horizons when it comes to people.
She's got a Finsta somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no way that she's not looking at other stuff.
This is big. Next hour, we have for you an Apple TV 4K, and it's yours when you win heads up. We'll do it right around 8:25. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I didn't get a chance to tell you this yesterday. Has anyone ever been on the receiving end of a public meltdown or seen a meltdown happen in public? And what was it? What happened? Because I upset a homeless man yesterday. And I didn't mean to. And he took out his anger on me.
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yeah, totally fine. Totally fine. But it happened yesterday after the TV show Las Vegas Now over there, Channel 8. Finished up, and I'm leaving there, and I need a couple things at Walgreens, and there's a Walgreens at the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Convention Center Drive. And I pull in there, and when I pull in, I got a muscle car, and I pull into the parking lot, and there's this homeless guy leaning up against the building, taking a nap, I guess, and my loud car, I think it wakes him. And he looks at me, and I don't have tinted windows on my car, and I just nodded at him, like, hey, what's up? Kind of gave him like a head nod, like, hey, how's it going? What's going on, man? How you doing? And so I thought nothing of it. Parked my car, go inside Walgreens, do my shopping, come outside of Walgreens, get into my car, and realize the homeless guy that I just nodded at and woke up from his nap is now standing in front of my car in the parking lot.
Is he sitting on it?
No, he's standing in front of it. He's just standing there.
Okay.
Staring me down. So I look at him, nod at him again, like, hey, there you are. How's it going? And he keeps staring at me. Here's the thing, though. I can't back up. Because there's a car that's a small parking lot. You've been in there before. That's a small parking lot. There's a car that's kind of sitting there. I think they're waiting to pick someone up that was inside shopping. So I couldn't back up. So I was kind of sitting there for a second. And part of me wanted to honk my horn at the car behind me. But I knew if I honked my horn, there's a homeless guy standing right in front of me.
Yeah.
So we're staring at each other. Very awkward. And then he starts to take his shirt off. Well, what's this guy doing? He's taking his shirt off. This whole time.
Is he staring at you when this is happening?
Yes.
Or,
it's uncomfortable.
She's my cherry pie. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I get where this is going.
My headphones came off. I was laughing so hard. Right in front of my car. He takes his shirt off, and first thing I notice, he has a scar going up his entire, like a big scar going up his entire stomach, up to his chest. I'm like, oh boy, what's going on here? Gonna happen.
That's a scar. That's what's going on.
what are you doing? And so now he's got his shirt off. He's staring at me, and I don't know what's about to happen. And I got this car behind me, and I can't go anywhere. I'm like, something's gonna happen.
That's
here.
Really weird, JC. I'm hoping there. Well, you're here this morning, so
yes,
there is
yes,
a happy
yes.
end to this.
And
but,
so I start kind of looking in my rear view, and this car sees me, and I'm kind of slowly moving, like, hey, please move. And now I got this car that's behind me. They're looking at me like, what do you want me to do? And I think the car noticed the homeless person standing in front of my car with his shirt off now staring at me angrily. And so that person moves and gives me, I'm able to now back up. And as I back up, the homeless guy takes his t-shirt and he throws it at my car. It hits like kind of falls short of hitting my window. I'm like, man, dude, what's going on? And I just left. I wasn't about to stop and put my window down. Like, can I help you? Or you dropped your shirt? It was just a very weird interaction. It ended up with a homeless guy taking a shirt off and throwing it at me.
It sounds like, it's straight out of a Golden Knights game with Cameron, the Igniter, like taking off his shirt and woo! Are you sure he wasn't just hyped up before the Golden Knights game last night?
This was during the game, actually, when it went down. So
we had just scored a goal or something.
He was trying to get Las Vegas hyped up. The difference between the homeless man and Cameron is when he took off his shirt. He had no more shirts underneath it. Or maybe it was his last one.
Well, you came out. Maybe he had already given the other ones away. You may not have seen when he did that. You just got the very last one.
And I should have been honored and put my window down and take the last shirt that he's throwing at me.
Yeah, this makes no sense as to why on earth would you be upset about that? That just does not make any sense at all.
What if I would open my door and said, oh, thank you?
Have you ever witnessed a public meltdown? 702-364-9400. Maybe you were the one who had the meltdown, perhaps. And you look back and you're like, okay, it wasn't my finest moment, but this is what happened. 702-364-9400. I keep seeing, like, on TikTok and on Instagram, all the public meltdowns when people are asked to wear a mask and then they, like, really go after some people. And I'm glad you did. That's where I thought you were going when you said you walked into Walgreens. I was like, oh, no, but no.
Oh, no, everything's
you're just given a free T-shirt, which you're complaining about. I don't understand why.
Now, I will tell you, too, this he did not have a mask on. Should I put my window down? Excuse me. Sisalak has mandated we wear masks, and you're closer than 6 feet, to me.
That's very bizarre. So once he, like, got, you know, let you know how his day was going. What happened to the shirt? Did it stay in your car all the way home?
Caught my antenna flapping. No, it kind of like fell short of, like, it fell to the ground, and I'm assuming he picked it back up and put it back on. But I think I just upset him by waking him up from his nap and then, you know, nodding my head like, hey, what's up, man? Like, what's up? You just woke me up from my nap and I'm homeless. That's what's up.
Oh, well, I mean, I feel bad for him in that aspect. But,
yeah.
You know, maybe there's a way to quiet your car down a little bit.
My car is so loud.
Is it really?
When I was leaving Channel 8, I got a remote start on this thing. And so what I like to do is to start it up. So every time I get there, the AC is running.
Yeah.
I started the thing up, and all of a sudden I hear a car alarm going off. And I'm thinking it's my car. Like, did I hit my panic button on my key fob? And so I'm hitting unlock and everything. As I'm getting closer to my car, I realize the vibration from my car starting triggered the alarm on the car next to me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how loud it gets.
It's never triggered my alarm here. Do you remote start it here?
I do. I do it every day. Yeah, and it has never triggered yours. So I wonder if it was just the model of the vehicle that was next to my car, or maybe the car next to me was sleeping as well and woke up like, whoa, what are you doing?
And also said car was a bicycle, but it just knocked it right over. I'm glad you're okay. I was really worried. That's still terrifying. When someone you don't know starts throwing things at you, T-shirt or, you know, confetti or rock, doesn't matter. It's still scary.
In a normal situation, you get in your car and you just go. But I couldn't because there's someone behind me. I'm like, move!
Yeah, that is really, really bizarre. I hope the guy's okay. Maybe today you go back, just say, hey, I'm sorry about what happened yesterday. I apologize. And bring him something. Like a bottle of water or just something simple.
Anytime I see a homeless person, if I have cash on me, I always try to give him something. I had no cash on me yesterday, too. So, anyway, there it is. Hot 3's coming up next. What do we got?
Oh, we are going to talk about the Raiders season ticket holders, or any fans, you're not going to see them play in person. Mm. What they said yesterday. Also this morning, what are the most valuable franchises in sports? And are the Raiders on that list? And what are the top little things that we all look forward to? All of that is coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, it looks like Allegiant Stadium visits are going to have to wait. The Las Vegas Raiders announced Monday that the season will be played without fans due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The $2 billion Allegiant Stadium was completed over the weekend. Fans can receive a refund on their tickets for the 2020 season or apply them towards 2021. The Raiders owner, Mark Davis, he made a statement regarding the decision saying that there's nothing more important to the Raider organization than the health and safety of their players, coaches, staff, stadium workers, and fans. And after intensive consultation with healthcare officials and state and community leaders, they made the difficult decision to play the 2020 inaugural season at Allegiant Stadium without fans in attendance. They say despite not being able to attend the games, you're still going to get all your collectibles, like your 2020 Las Vegas Raiders inaugural season ticket packages, as well as other exclusive items through the season, if you're worried about stuff like that. But they just wanted to make sure that everyone was safe. So,
your season ticket holder, did you get an email or a call or a heads up before this happened, or did you hear about it on the news?
No, we got it. We got a call. Mark Davis, he called our house, and he was like, hey, Mark Davis here. No, we got the email.
Gruden. It's like, hey, I'm Mercedes, Coach Gruden here. I just want you guys to know that, sorry. We'll see you in 2021.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bummer because that stadium is gorgeous, and it, just the fact that the inaugural season, no fans get to experience it. That's a bummer, but I get it. I totally get it.
How's it going to play out for UNLV football? They made a statement, or are they going to be kind of follow the same path as the Raiders?
I haven't heard, but I would imagine that the same situation would... I don't know. That's a really good question. I have no idea.
In my mind, you got a 60... I mean, I completely understand the safety aspect, but you got a 65,000-seat stadium. You could maybe get 5,000, 6,000 people, maybe 10,000 people in there.
Do you think they should still do it with just a smaller group?
Or? I think they can do it with a smaller group, but then the whole safety thing comes into play, and you want to make sure everyone is healthy that's going in there, and then how do you test people or check people, temperature checks before you go in? I don't know. Part of me thinks they can pull it off at a smaller scale, but then if they can pull it off, why aren't baseball teams doing it right now?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's just this huge stadium. But so then do you spread everyone out? They're screaming. They're saying that, you know, the yelling and that. People are touching things. They go,
yeah.
It's just, I think there's just too many outside factors. I agree. It's huge. It's kind of like the NASCAR races. Are they, you know, they're able to pull it off. But does it matter because those are outdoor? Well, I mean, can they open the roof on Allegiant? I'm not sure.
Because when I was in Wyoming, we went to the rodeo two nights in a row, and that was outdoors, and there was maybe a couple thousand people there. Maybe 1,000 people wasn't that big. But still, when you walked in, it wasn't assigned seating. They just said, hey, social distance, make sure you guys give yourself space. They're making announcements, and for the most part, everyone, I think there were some families that were closer together, but for the most part, where we sat, we had our space around people. And there was cheering and stuff going on.
I just think with the NFL, you're going to have a different kind of crowd than the rodeo, as far as like, they're just gonna, I don't think they could control it as much as they could something like that, but it is what it is, and that's how it's gonna be for the for the season. So that's what's going on with that. Also, just speaking of sports, Forbes, they released their annual list of the world's most valuable sports teams, and the numbers are based on calculations done over the past year for the NFL, the NHL, NBA, MLB, Formula One, soccer, and NASCAR. And the top 50 is loaded with NFL teams. In fact, 27 of the 32 football teams cracked the list. A big part of that is the NFL's rich TV deals. No teams from the NHL, NASCAR, MLS, or Formula One made the top 50. The main takeaway is, while COVID-19 has not been good for sports, the wealthiest teams in the most popular leagues look very pandemic resistant, if that's a phrase. They have values in the billions. So the top five, as far as most valuable, at number five, you have the Golden State Warriors. They're worth $4.3 billion in the NBA. The Lakers at number four, worth $4.4 billion. The New York Knicks are at number three. They are worth $4.6 billion. The New York Yankees are number two. They are worth $5 billion. And the most valuable team in sports of 2020 are your boys, the Dallas Cowboys. They are worth $5.5 billion.
Now, to put this all into perspective, you had that story in What's Trending about The Rock purchasing the XFL for $15 million.
Oh, yeah, that's like nothing. That's nothing. Now, as far as the Oakland Raiders go, they are...
Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it says Oakland Raiders on this Forbes list. I maybe they used like stats from last year.
Yeah, it makes sense.
On it. They are worth 20... They are number 26 on the list. I just lost my notes on it. But there was something I found really interesting about them. Let me find him here. It's what they were worth monetary-wise, and then what they paid for the Raiders.
Oh, I can tell you that Jerry Jones, I think he paid $400 million for the Dallas Cowboys back in the late, I think, 89 is when he bought the team.
So Mark Davis, the owner, the Oakland Raiders are number 26, now the Las Vegas Raiders, but it says Oakland on this list. They were purchased in 1966, and the price paid for the Raiders, $180,000.
Oh,
and now they're worth $2.9 billion. That's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, finally, this morning, staying home so much. It's been tough, but at least we've had plenty of time for this stuff. A new survey asked people to name the top little things they look forward to each day. Just think of the little things that have turned into big things during this pandemic. Some of those things include just watching TV at night, going to sleep, eating dinner, getting into bed with fresh sheets, sitting down and having some peace and quiet. Putting your feet up after a long day. The survey found that the average person doesn't switch off and truly relax until 8 p.m. I think it was 9 o'clock last night that I finally laid down for the night.
And oh, yeah.
That is a good feeling. Those are the little things, you know?
For me, it's waking up in the morning and that first cup of coffee. If it's during the week, it's a cup of coffee with a protein bar as I get ready for the show. On the weekend, it's a couple cups of coffee with some eggs and toast.
That's going to bed at night. That's what I think of. I'm like, I can't wait to wake up and drink coffee. That's what I look forward to. I will point out, 22% of people said listening to the radio is one of the top things they look forward to each day. Yahoo!
And remember, if you missed the show, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. You can listen to the show every day, commercial free. I love you, 22% of the people that like that.
Yeah, I know. And hey, next hour, you definitely want to be listening. We have a lot coming up. We've got an Apple TV 4K that we're giving away with Heads Up. And then joining us right around 8:15, Gary Lawless from the Golden Knights broadcast team. We're going to talk last night's game, talk about Thursday's game, just Golden Knights in general. It's all coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
Here we go, 8 o'clock hour, and coming up here at 8:25, when you win Heads Up, we have for you the 4K courtesy of Capital Music. My Apple TV is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I use it every single day. I love it. If you don't have it, you got to get one, or you just wait to play Heads Up and try to win one. It is fantastic.
Oh, speaking of winning, this was so funny. Got home from the radio show yesterday, pulled up to the house, and there's a box sitting outside, and pick it up, and it's for my wife. And I said to her, and she was doing some stuff, I'm like, hey, did you order something from Amazon? She's like, oh, I don't think so. Have you ever done that where you completely forgot you ordered something from Amazon? Like, what is this?
Every time I get a package, I'm like, who's what? I don't know.
So I'm like, you got something from Amazon. She grabs the box and looks. She's like, no, it's not from Amazon. Who is this? And she realized, she opens it up. My wife won a contest. And she was very excited.
Did she win an Apple TV?
No, she won some stuff for her horses.
Oh, well, that's cool. For her, that's like the equivalent of an Apple TV.
Yeah, she was really happy. She opened up this box, and it was like some vitamins and shampoos and other stuff for her horses. And she was super excited. She said, I won this contest. I'm like, I didn't even know you entered a contest. It was a social media contest where she had to, whatever the product was, she had to post about it on her story. And They did a drawing for everyone that posted on their story. So my wife did it, and she won. She was so excited.
Oh, that's cool. That's so exciting when you win one of those social media contests, like Instagram ones. I won one of those once. I got so excited.
What'd you get?
It's so funny. I get excited over everything. And it was the place here in town, Cinnaholic. They have great cinnamon buns, and they were doing a contest because they just added Dole Whips to their menu. And they said, tag a friend and follow us to enter. So I was already following them, so check one, and then tag a friend. So I tagged, like, my husband and my kids. And then, like, 3 days later, I got a notification that I was one that was selected. So I went into Cinnaholic, and I got my Dole Whip.
That's
and
awesome.
I was all excited. It was just so cool. Have you ever won any sort of a contest? Social media, radio, casino, any contest. Have you ever won? And what did you win? Was it something small, like a Dole Whip? Something bigger, like stuff for your horses? Oh, something huge, maybe a trip, 702-364-9400. And I did a contest once. I had one. I didn't make people tag anyone. I just made them, like, put their favorite emoji. And I was giving away, like, some crystals and a saging set and stuff. And I did that. And so I just, I randomly picked someone and I mailed
it cool.
to them. So.
I remember seeing something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, your crystal shop you go to. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. She was all excited. She sent me a picture of it when she's like, I got it. Oh my gosh, thank you. It was really neat.
I won. Gosh, this goes back to when I first started working at the radio station. So 1997, I was working in our promotions department. So I would drive the radio station van around and go to events. And there was a radio station here, Hot Talk 105. And they had a show on that I love, the Don and Mike Show. And Hot Talk 105 was giving away $105. And whatever caller it was, I was in the radio station van, had the radio station cell phone because I didn't have one at the time. And I called and I won. I won the $105, which was huge.
That is huge. Like, winning money is the best, right?
So then I had to go to the radio station, Hot Talk 105, and I went there in the Mix 94.1 van.
I remember you saying that. That is so funny. And but they didn't see it,
they didn't
right?
see it, but it was, I think it was kind of funny. It was outside, and that radio station was owned by Channel 3, so I had to go down to the Channel 3 studios. And I went inside, and I got my $105. And
was it cash or was it a check?
It was a check. It was a check, yeah. Wow. And I had to cash it and everything. But I was so excited to win that money. It was awesome.
That is, yeah. I think cash is king, right? And winning money and you can do whatever you want with it. That is the best. Tracy, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Have you ever won a contest of any sort?
I've won, well, my parents won one and I won one. When Lucky's was still in town, the grocery store, my parents won a Dodge Dakota truck.
Whoa! Well, how'd they do that? Awesome. What was it? What'd they have to do?
You know what? I don't remember. I think it was like how much you shop and enter your name into the contest. It was something super silly. And my sister and I would always go grocery shopping. And of course, you know, under 18, you can't put your own name down. So we would put our parents' names. And my parents ended up winning the truck after we put their names into the drawing. So
that is awesome. So amazing.
Whatever happened to Lucky's grocery stores? Did they merge with someone else? Or they just got out of town?
No, I think, didn't they turn to Rallies?
Oh, okay.
Rallies, I think, yeah.
And then I don't know what happened after that, but that is so cool. A car. Except that you gotta pay taxes on that stuff, right?
You do pay taxes, yeah, on the car. That's like the whole Oprah when she gave the famous, you get a car, you get a
yeah.
car. Everyone's so excited. And then, like, you also get taxes. You get taxed. You get taxed.
Oh, this one says, when I was 10, I won a bicycle from Pepsi. Just, they always have I don't know if they do them anymore, but I remember seeing like all sorts of contests and stuff that like soda makers would have. And I always wondered like who wins those or cereals when I would sit there and eat my breakfast and read the back of the cereal box. And it just like
some
they
kind
had
of contest.
Some sort of contest, like go to the set of Nickelodeon and be on Double Dare. It's like, whoa, who actually wins those? That is so cool. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what, guys? We're great. Did you win something?
I didn't, but my mom's best friend entered a contest at a Chinese restaurant, and she actually won, and it was a week-long, all-inclusive trip to China, and she took my mom with her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
From a Chinese restaurant, they're giving away trips to China?
Yeah, it was like a small little restaurant, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You figure they give a trip to China versus maybe Canada or something.
Well, I know, but like you think like a small little restaurant. Uh-huh. There, I didn't, you know, maybe a gift card to have lunch there, not an all expense paid trip to China. That's amazing. Lucky's is Albertsons now, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember Lucky's in the 90s. That's crazy.
This one says, our family won a goat from the Clark County State Fair in the 70s. She was a really cool goat.
It's one of the things where you win it and then you get it home. Like, I got a goat now. What do I do with my goat?
Hey, this goat is pretty cool.
Speaking of winning, we have that Apple TV 4K coming up at 8:25. When you win heads up, that is yours. And prior to that, at 8:15, Mercedes Neighbor calling the show.
He's also a member of the Vegas Golden Knights broadcast team. I mean, I think that's his first title here. But yeah, we have Gary Lawless joining us. We are going to talk a little bit about last night's game, what to expect Thursday against the Blues, all things Golden Knights. If you guys have any questions for Gary, call us 702-364-9400. We're going to get him on here in just a couple of minutes.
Mix 94.1 giving away an apple a day. You know you've been binge-watching Stranger Things and using the TV to babysit your kids.
Do you hear that?
What?
No kids!
So that's why we're giving you an upgrade.
Woo!
Listen all this week to win your Apple TV 4K and Mix 94.1's Apple A Day giveaway courtesy of S-Curve Records. Visit mix941.fm for more info.
Number one.
Whoa, that's a great one right there.
That is great. I love that. Is my phone not working here? Okay, wait. I told Gary to call us. I'm not sure where he is.
That's all right. That's all right. If you're just joining us, it is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. And right after our chat with Gary Lawless, we have for you that Apple TV 4K. You'll win it when you win Heads Up coming up here.
Yeah, we are super excited to have him. I told him to call us at 8:18. And it's 8:19.
He's picking up his phone.
I'm hoping everything's okay. I might just call his cell phone here.
See, I envision him.
Oh, did I just hang up on? Did you pick it up?
Gary?
Gary!
I'm here.
What's up? How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are good. We're feeling good, especially after that game last night. How are you this morning?
Well, the first couple periods were... not good, but the third period was absolutely fantastic, and I think we learned quite a bit about the Golden Knights yesterday.
Oh man, that you're right. The first couple periods were rough. Now, why do you think they were kind of rough? Do you think that the whole bubble thing with no fans, do you think that's throwing them off a little bit, and then they finally get their groove after a while?
No, I just think that it's been a long time since they've played. They played one exhibition game, and this was the first game that kind of meant something. And I think they needed to be reminded how they have to play to win. And they didn't have their work ethic for the first two periods, and they weren't skating. And there must have been a discussion after the second period. Pete DeBoer changed the lines up. And all of a sudden, they found their game and they started to skate. And they can't use the no fans as an excuse because that's not changing. They have to play through that. So I just don't think that can be a factor.
Now, how does it all? And we had Shane on the show last week. How does it all play out with? So they'll play St. Louis on Thursday. How does the whole round robin play out? So let's say they win their next two games. What does that mean for them?
Well. The round robin, there's four teams in the round robin. Colorado, St. Louis, Dallas, and Vegas. Right now, Colorado has a win for 2 points, and Vegas has a win for 2 points, and St. Louis and Dallas both have losses, so they have no points. The team with the most points at the end of the round robin will be the number one seed in the Western Conference. So on Thursday, when Vegas play St. Louis, if they win that game, they can finish no less than second in the round robin and be the second seed in the West. They could set up Saturday for when their game with Colorado has a fight for first in the West, which is really important because they reseed after every round in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So that would mean they would play the lowest seed available in every round, right up until the Stanley Cup final.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's that. It is really important. Colorado, they look good, too. I've been watching all these games. They look good. How do you think things are going to stack up against St. Louis? They won the Stanley Cup last year. What's that game going to look like?
Well, I think it'll be a battle. I think St. Louis, having lost their first game, a couple of things. You don't want to go into the Stanley Cup playoff portion of this tournament not feeling your best. So their coach would have said to them, look, you didn't work, you didn't play well, you need to figure things out. So they're going to be hungry. David Perron loves to cause trouble and play well against his old teammates. And they're a very good team. So I think it's a very important game for Vegas. St. Louis has become a big rivalry. Think of that great comeback game against the Blues this season when Vegas was down by 3 and came back to win. I'm super excited for the game. I can't wait.
Now, I'm looking forward to next season, the upcoming seasons. When Seattle launches their team, are all the Golden Knights protected? They can't poach any of our guys, can they?
Yeah, when Bill Foley was making his arrangement with the NHL, Gary Bettman said to him, we're going to have $650 million of expansion money coming from Seattle down the line, potentially, and you're not going to share in that because you're too new. And Bill said, fine, then I don't have to give up a player. And Batman said, okay, so Vegas does not have to give up a player. That's correct.
Now, if they, let's say we did in a weird alternate universe have to give up a player, who do you think would be the five guys that would be protected on our team?
Wow, you have to protect a goalie. So And we don't know. Robin Leonard is an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year, so we don't know where he'll be. So let's say it would be Marc-Andre Fleury.
Okay.
Mark Stone, Shea Theodore, William Karlsson. Geez, now it gets pretty interesting, doesn't it? you can protect more than five, actually. So this is, you know what? This is the dangerous exercise. I need more. I haven't even thought about this because, like, and you can protect 10 guys, depending on how you do it. So I need some more time for this.
Pacioretty?
It depends on his contract, right? If he's, like, there's so many factors that are involved in that. But sure, yeah, protect Max. Yeah, you bet.
That's such a tough deal, too, because what if you're one of the guys that's not protected? It's like, oh, man, you're not going to protect me?
But that's how this team was built.
It's true.
And that's why I love that, you know? That's a weird question to think about now, and I'm thinking about it, too.
Well, switching gears here. So are you guys direct neighbors or neighborhood? How close do you guys live to each other?
We live about, what, five or six houses away from each other, Gary?
I don't stock Mercedes, so I don't know where she lives.
You know the street I live on.
Is Mercedes constantly walking in front of your house hoping for, yes, that one time when you come out to get the newspaper or something? Like, hey, Gary!
Not at all.
They're lovely neighbors, and she has two beautiful daughters. It's real nice to be in the neighborhood.
It was really funny, though, because last weekend we were walking home and we talked about this with Shane, and I heard Shane's voice and I was like, oh my gosh, he's at Gary's. I'm like, hey, you guys. And it was dark out there. I didn't want to freak you guys out, but it was so good to see you. Gary was so sweet. He gave my daughter a bottle of water because it was like 110 degrees. He's like, would you like some water? I'm being a terrible mom.
They looked a little sweaty, those kids.
Come on, Mercedes. Hydrate your kids. What are you doing over there? That's awesome.
Well, we love talking hockey with you, Gary. You do such a great job on the broadcast. I love hearing your insight and just your thoughts on everything. And maybe we can check in after we beat St. Louis.
I'm here for you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, everybody.
All right. All right, take care, Gary. He's great. I love him. Good neighbor, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Keeps his lawn mowed.
Good, okay. Maintains everything.
Yeah, doesn't water when he's not supposed to water.
He has one of Reeves coming after me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
come on.
I know.
This is a really nice prize for you right now. An Apple TV 4K. It is yours, courtesy of Apple Music. It's courtesy of Apple Music. Courtesy of Capital Music. Caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400.
If you want to play, we will give you the chance. All you got to do is pick your category, pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Let's do it. 702-364-9400.
You know how this day can get even better?
How?
It's magical.
This is the best day ever.
It's Mix 94.1. Gary Lawless into Britney Spears. It is a good Tuesday morning here on Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Caller 20 is Beth. Congratulations, Beth.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Let's make you a winner this morning with Heads Up. We have an Apple TV 4K on the line here. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Pop Star, Hamilton, Singing Divas, or Name It in Four?
How about Name It in Four?
Name It in Four it is. Okay, Anna Kendrick, the actress, her birthday is coming up August 9th, and these are all celebrities with four letters in their name. Okay?
Oh, no.
Anna, who else? I don't know. We'll see, okay? Celebrities with four letters in their first name.
Oh, yay, yay.
You can do this. Pick a partner this morning.
I'm going to pick Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Beth, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You got this.
I need help.
You get 6 in 60 seconds. You get the Apple TV 4K. You ladies, start now.
Okay. His brother is Chris, who plays Thor. He's an actor. Let's pass on that one. He was the lead singer of the Funky Bunch. He's an actor now.
Oh, my gosh. John?
No, pass. This is he's the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. His real name is what?
Chris?
No. He's married to Jada Pinkett. And when you die, you leave. You leave this in. You make one of these.
A will?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. This is she. She sings. What's love got to do with it?
Sure.
No. She was married to Ike. She has great legs.
Embarrassing.
It's okay. It's okay.
Anna?
No, not Anna. Pass.
She's all four letter names too. She's getting them.
He's the water boy. He was on Saturday Night Live. He sings the turkey song. Oh, Chris.
Chris. Oh, Beth, a four letter name as well. You're awesome, Beth.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry, Beth. That was tough. Hang on the line. Let's try to get you a consolation prize on that one. That was rough. It was a tough category.
I still give her credit for throwing out four-letter names.
Yeah.
Everyone she was doing was four letters.
I'm glad she didn't throw out four-letter words, though.
Yeah, that's what she's saying now while she's on hold. That means caller 20, 702-364-9400. This Apple TV 4K is yours, courtesy of Capital Music. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.